Shirley Temple turns 58 years old next week. She prefers to be known as Shirley Temple Black, married for the past 35 years to industrialist Charles Black. In 1972, she was appointed United States Ambassador to Ghana, and since that time, she's been entitled to be known as Ambassador Shirley Temple Black.
I conducted myself in the way that was me. I didn't try to be someone else. And occasionally, when one is ambassador extraordinary and plenipotentiary, mm-hmm. plenipotentiary being one of my favorite words because it means full power. So here you are overseas.
Is that, what you were?
Yes.
That's what you were?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
And your full power in that country.
In every bowl of soup I see, lions and tigers watching me. I make them jump right through a hoop, those animal crackers in my soup. When I get...
There was probably never a child star to rank with Shirley Temple. Her curly blonde cuteness and sunniness of disposition became a kind of national confidence in future prosperity during the Depression years. Small, smiling, dancing, singing, she had an occasional pucker-lipped pout flashed in disappointment, which could be devastating.
I'm not pretending. I had the most wonderful things to eat that anyone ever had. Why, you little liar, you haven't even had breakfast.
Pardon me, but I really have. And if you'll excuse me for saying so, it isn't polite to call people liars.
Although Ambassador Black was appointed to her post in Ghana after contributing generously to Richard Nixon's presidential campaigns, she was judged to have done well in that position and imperceptibly crossed the line from that company of presidential friends who are appointed ambassadors to being regarded as a professional diplomat. For the past 5 years, she and a career Foreign Service officer, Dean Brown, have been holding seminars and training sessions for American ambassadors who are about to be sent overseas. Ambassador Black sees some advantages to diplomatic patronage appointments.
I first want to say that I have the highest regard for the Foreign Service, and I wanted to join the Foreign Service back when I was about 20. But
really?
And I was still making movies, and I then got married and had my children, and it faded away. But I wanted to be a vegetable lady when I was a little girl, and a pie salesman, and then brain surgeon, and I wanted to be the first woman, a G-woman.
Oh,
with
really?
J. Edgar Hoover, yes.
Well, that sounds like a great movie,
well, that's
though.
When I was seven, you see.
Seven,
I met him. And to be the ambassador to Ghana was the greatest job of my whole life. But you ask about political appointees compared to career officers.
Yeah.
Many of the political appointees who are very close friends with the president are highly regarded in the host country because they feel that he or she has the ear of the president.
Right.
Some are excellent, some are not so good. I would say out of 132, there are probably 20-some that maybe shouldn't have gone anywhere. You know, but that's not too bad an average.
Well, do they make irrecoverable mistakes, or are they simply not inspired?
Some have terrible trouble. Occasionally, one doesn't go at all.
Ambassador Black returned to this country to become United States Chief of Protocol. She was respected by politicians of both parties for her forthrightness during the time of the Watergate investigations. Several times, Ambassador Black told persons like former Attorney General John Mitchell, Treasury Secretary William Simon, and one of Richard Nixon's closest friends, publisher Walter Annenberg, whom he'd appointed ambassador to Great Britain, that they were forbidden to accept gifts offered by foreign countries. They objected, appealed, then relented. Shirley Temple Black was also forthright in announcing that she had developed breast cancer and would have a mastectomy.
1972, uh-huh. I had a mastectomy, modified radical.
And have recovered fully and you're fine?
I'm here. I don't think I would be here if I hadn't had it done, because it's been a number of years. I hope this is encouraging to my sisters out there in the world who have had mastectomies, that it's right to do it when it's early. I mean, if you can get it early enough.
At 58 years of age, Ambassador Black is still possessed of much the same kind of appeal and charm and, oh, well, there's no really avoiding a certain word here. She is still cute in a way that's reminiscent of the child film star Shirley Temple. Ambassador Black smoked ceaselessly during the interview, but she kept her cigarette hidden beneath the table, as if ready to discard it at the approach of a parent.
Come along and follow me to the bottom of the sea. We'll join in the jamboree at the codfish ball.
There have been other child stars since Shirley Temple, certainly. Elizabeth Taylor, then later Natalie Wood, and in our time, a child actor like Gary Coleman. But none have seemed quite so popular or enduring in their childlike image as Shirley Temple. She made 35 feature films and was partnered with actors like Guy Kibbe, Buddy Ebsen, and dancer Bill Bojangles Robinson.
Was there some problem about that in that time? Did that become a controversy?
Not for me, no.
Not for you, but I mean, elsewhere that you were aware of?
Excuse me. No, Bill Robinson was probably my best dance teacher and best friend when I was a little girl. Mm-hmm. And Bill and I would dance and not have to look at our feet. I would learn dancing by looking in the mirror in front. But he said, never look at your feet, Shirley. Never do that, honey, because that's just not right. Mm-hmm. I do understand that some of the films were banned in the South in mm-hmm. this country at that time because they didn't like a little white girl dancing, holding hands with a black man. And it was unfortunate. It was, but it didn't affect me in any way because I didn't know about it at the time.
In 1935, she was presented with a small-scale Oscar for appearing in six feature films made in 1934.
For capturing the hearts of the world, the big colonel gives the little colonel the Academy Prize.
Oh, thank you very much, Mr. Cobb. Mommy, can I go home now?
Then, 50 years later, Ambassador Black was presented with a regulation issue Academy Award at the 1985 Oscar ceremonies.
Oh, gosh, you know, even if when you don't deserve it, it feels good. I mean, when I was little, I didn't know how much I deserved. Well, that isn't right either. Thank you very, very much. This, my little Oscar finally has a father.
Ambassador Black told us a story about being summoned once to serve on a jury, then being called to a case which concerned sexual bondage. The judge, she says, dismissed her, saying, "I won't have Shirley Temple hearing a case like that." When Ambassador Shirley Temple Black laughs, which she does frequently, which she did while telling this story, her eyes actually shine with tears. To this day, an evidence of her surviving celebrity and image of innocence is the fact that a children's non-alcoholic drink is still called a Shirley Temple.
Those saccharine, sweet, icky drinks?
Those are the ones.
Yes. Well, those were created in the probably middle 1930s mm-hmm. by the Brown Derby restaurant in Hollywood. And I had nothing to do with it. But all over the world, I am served that. People think it's funny.
They think you like it or something.
I hate them. They're too sweet. You know, they're. Yeah. I think the drink is basically made with ginger ale or 7-Up and yeah. maraschino cherry juice and maybe five cherries, and I don't know how to make one. I've never made one in my life.
Yeah.
But I was even served one in Moscow. I'm served it on airplanes. I'm not really in favor of a child having a cocktail.
Yeah.
Which this kind of... I remember once one of the large beverage companies wanted to make a Shirley Temple cocktail in a can or a bottle that you could, you know, buy and take home. And I wouldn't allow it.
Are you ever tempted to kind of, in an outrageous comic way, play against being Shirley Temple?
No, I have great respect for her, mm-hmm. for little Shirley.
Really?
We're good friends. I'm protective about the past. Don't want to live there for anything.
Is that just someone different, someone you used to know, or is...
No, of course I know it's me,
mm-hmm.
but it's not me anymore.
Ambassador Shirley Temple Black, who turns 58 years old next Wednesday, April 23rd.
When they're inside me, where it's dark, I walk around like Noah's Ark. I stuff my tummy like a goop when animals crack in my soup.
This is National Public Radio's Weekend Edition. I'm Scott Simon.